Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hello and welcome to the Inner Growth Podcast. I'm your host, Carolina, and I'm so grateful you're listening today. Thank you so much for tuning in because we are in for a good one, you guys. We're going to be talking about such a powerful topic today, and it's going to apply to anyone who is on an inner growth journey because when you start working on your relationship with yourself, one of the most important things that you have to do is to get really real with yourself about what your beliefs are. What are your beliefs about yourself, your worth, your abilities, your life, your relationships, everything? Because so many of us, literally, I would say pretty much everyone, has underlying limiting beliefs that block their ultimate best selves from blossoming, right? And we acquire these limiting beliefs throughout our lives. So the journey of inner growth also therefore becomes about fighting these limiting beliefs and stopping the limiting beliefs that you have so that you can then create new beliefs that serve you and help you instead of letting these old beliefs run the show. And in the process of doing this, this ties in with learning about the subconscious mind because the subconscious mind is where your limiting beliefs are stored. And so today we're going to talk about all of this. We're going to talk about the process of rewiring your limiting beliefs and therefore how that ties into your subconscious and how you can understand the subconscious to do this a little bit better with a little bit more ease and with a little bit more knowledge. So with all of that said, let's jump into it and let's get growing. All right, you guys, let's jump in. I am so excited to be talking about this because I love talking about the subconscious mind. I first learned about this after reading an incredible book called The Power of the Subconscious Mind. And I read this pretty early on in my spiritual and inner growth journey in 2020 or 2021. And it has stuck with me ever since. I highly recommend this book to everyone. So if you want to know more about the subconscious, definitely check it out. And if not, today, I am going to just give you guys kind of like a Spark Notes version so that you can just better understand it and help yourself on your journey. Okay, so let's jump in, you guys. The first thing that I want you to understand is that you have a conscious mind and a subconscious mind. So the way that I like to describe our brain to my coaching clients and to anyone who I am diving into this topic with is your brain is like an iceberg. And if you've ever seen a photo of an iceberg, about 10% of the iceberg sits above the water and it's what you can see. But 90% of the iceberg sits underwater. So the iceberg is incredibly deep, 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 and way bigger than it looks on the surface. And we have two parts of our brain, the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. And the conscious mind is that 10%. It's that tip of the iceberg. And the conscious mind is the part of your brain that you are aware of. So it's the thoughts that you hear, right? If someone asks you, what are you thinking? That would be your conscious mind. It's your short-term memory. It's your logical and critical thinking. And it's, you know, if you're journaling and if you're writing out a brain dump and the things that you're currently thinking about, that's all coming from your conscious mind. But sometimes, you know, if you're in a really, really deep journaling session, you might unearth certain things that are sitting underneath it. Or the more that you journal about things, you'll start to notice patterns, and that can kind of hint at what's in your subconscious. And the subconscious mind is that part of the iceberg that sits underwater, right? It's that 90% of the iceberg. And it stores everything that you have ever experienced, heard, or absorbed from people in your life. So that could be things that your teacher said in school, that your parents told you, that you heard from TV, from the movies, from the magazines that you read, from the books that you read. Literally everything you have ever experienced or consumed or absorbed gets stored there. Everything. And it's kind of dormant, right? Like you're not consciously aware of all those things all of the time, but it's still there in your brain. It's still there in your long-term memory, in that memory-stored knowledge. And this also includes your beliefs, your habits, any repeated emotions that you feel, and also any protective reactions that you have. That comes from your subconscious. That comes from that deeply stored part of your brain. And it's important to understand this because a lot of the times, as we're navigating our journey of inner growth, we might fall to old patterns and we might get frustrated with ourselves because we're like, oh my God, I'm like doing all this healing work, I'm working on myself, but I still keep doing these things over and over. Why don't I learn? Why can't I move on from this? Blah, blah, blah. And that's because these patterns are stored in your brain from years and years of experiences and things that have happened. Repeated emotions, repeated situations, things you heard many times in the past. All that gets stored there, right? And think of this iceberg. It's thick. It's frozen ice. It's solid. So it's there. And another analogy you could think about is like a tree, right? There's the tree that you see above the earth, but there's also these thick, thick roots that are underneath the ground and that hold this tree together, right? Because if you were to cut off the tree and leave only like a little stump, the roots would still be there. So in order for you to rewire your beliefs about yourself and your life and talk to yourself more nicely and think better things and really develop a more positive mindset, you really have to go through this process of understanding what's stored in your subconscious and then rewriting it, okay? So now that we understand the difference between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind, and we know that our beliefs about life and ourselves are stored in the subconscious, we have to learn how to rewrite beliefs, right? And as I said, the beliefs that we currently have are stored from years and years of experiences that we had, things that we heard, and things that we were told. So as we are rewriting beliefs, we have to be consistent in order to create new experiences, new emotions, and new stories that are tied with these beliefs so that they can become stronger in our subconscious mind and stronger than the old ones. And so here are some fun facts about the subconscious mind. The first is the subconscious mind causes us to act on our beliefs, and that could be positive or negative beliefs. But the subconscious mind also does not register the word don't or not. So when you're creating a new belief, when you're trying to rewrite a limiting belief, it's always better to frame it in the positive. Because again, the subconscious mind does not understand the word not or don't. So for example, instead of saying, oh, I don't want them to judge me, say, I feel accepted and understood, or I am accepted and understood by the people around me. And the truth about life, which is mind-blowing, it's crazy when you realize this, is that our current situation, the things that we experience, is only a mentality in our mind. So by changing your mindset about something, by changing the beliefs you have about something, you will inevitably change your reality. And also, right, the subconscious mind, it's kind of like, as I said, this iceberg, these roots. It's like thick layers that are all enmeshed with each other. So if you have negative beliefs about yourself or life or your abilities, anything like that, those beliefs are enmeshed in these layers that are deep down in your mind. And you have developed this unconsciously since you've been a child, like literally since you've been born. So in order to outweigh these beliefs and create new ones, it will take time to replace them with positive ones. And so you have to be super consistent and regular with bombarding the subconscious mind with new and positive thoughts. Okay? So there's this quote from the Power of the Subconscious Mind book that I want to share that might kind of like exemplify this. And it says, wanting something will only bring lack of it, right? Because when you're saying, oh, I want this, inevitably you're signaling to your subconscious that you don't have that thing. So wanting something will only bring the lack of it. To fulfill one's desire, the subconscious mind should be stuffed with mental images of having that thing already and feeling exactly the same. So what this means is if you're trying to create a new reality for yourself, don't focus on, oh, I want this thing so badly and I don't have it, blah, blah, blah. No, focus on bombarding your subconscious with mental images and beliefs of what your life would be like having this thing. And also another fun fact about the subconscious mind is that the best times for you to bombard your subconscious with a new belief to get it to really stick in your brain. And again, you have to do this consistently, but the best times is as you're about to fall asleep. So when you're laying in bed with your eyes closed, falling asleep, or right when you woke up. I personally like doing this process if I'm trying to create a new belief before going to bed. I just think it's easier to do it as you're falling asleep, because when I wake up, I'm like, my mind's awake, like I'm going on with my day. So I like to do it at night. But I want to share with you guys a funny example of something that I did when I was in the process of like learning about this that actually worked and has benefited me in the long term. And I think you guys will find it funny. So here we go. For a long time, like for a large part of my life, I struggled with constipation and with going to the bathroom, and just I struggled with that. And so as I learned about the subconscious mind, and I was like, okay, the subconscious mind needs to be fed images of the new reality, right? Of having the thing that I want, and also with beliefs of that being true for me. So instead of talking about my gut health from the angle of, oh yeah, I've always struggled with constipation, oh yeah, like I have a hard time going to the bathroom every day, blah, 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 I instead started saying, I'm someone who goes to the bathroom with ease every day. And as I would go to bed, I started to think these thoughts and also say, okay, you know what, subconscious mind, like tomorrow morning, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to go to the bathroom with ease. I'm going to have a great poop. And I just started to think about this like repeatedly as I was falling asleep. And lo and behold, I changed my reality. And I'm no longer someone who struggles to go to the bathroom. Like I healed this. And this was one of the biggest things that I did. And this also applies in another example, if you're trying to recover your period, right? Like let's say you are struggling with not having a period right now and you keep talking about it and you keep telling everyone that your period is gone and blah, blah, blah. You have identified with being someone who struggles with your cycle. So instead, change the narrative. Say, I am so grateful that my hormones are healing and I'm getting my period back. Or, you know, just visualize having your period and looking at your underwear and there being blood there and there being your period. Like you have to change the narrative. You have to change the things that you're telling your mind. And like the subconscious mind, it will do whatever you tell it to, but you have to tell it enough times to outweigh those old beliefs and the old narratives. So there are different sneaky things you can do once you have this knowledge, and you could use it to obviously benefit you and to help you become the version of you that you want to be, to become the most badass, self-confident version of you. And I think this is just such important information. So I really hope you're enjoying this episode so far, because I'm feeling riled up talking about this. And it's something I always feel really excited to dive into with my one-on-one coaching clients as well when we're doing inner growth coaching. But something else that I also want to briefly touch on, which is really important, is that as you start to create new beliefs and as you start to rewire your brain and your mindset, you are probably going to face something called cognitive dissonance. If you've never heard of cognitive dissonance, the way that it's defined is cognitive dissonance is the discomfort that a person feels when their behavior does not align with their values or beliefs. Cognitive dissonance is a psychological phenomenon that occurs when a person holds two contradictory beliefs at the same time. So essentially, what this is saying is that when you are trying to create a new belief, if you're not taking action to enforce that new belief and you're not taking action that aligns with that new belief, you're going to feel uncomfortable. Also, on the flip side, if you are taking a new action and you're changing the way that you live your life, but your beliefs haven't fully caught up to that, right? There's still some of those old lingering beliefs left over. You're also going to feel uncomfortable. So when you start to change your actions and choose new beliefs that are aligned with your most healed, best self, it will feel uncomfortable because the beliefs that are stored in your subconscious mind might have not caught up yet. And a perfect example of this is as you're healing your relationship with food in your body, right? And you're starting to challenge your fear foods and old diet culture-y thoughts that you had. As you're doing that, right? And you're eating your fear foods, you're taking those new actions that are more loving towards your body, that are less restrictive. As you're taking those actions, there might still be those old beliefs in your brain that like, this food has too many calories. This is going to make me gain weight. If I gain weight, people will not like me, blah, blah, blah. Like those beliefs, that noise might still be in your head. So let's say a croissant is a fear food for you and you're eating that croissant, those old thoughts are going to get loud and they're going to make you feel uncomfortable as you're eating that croissant. But just because you feel that discomfort, it doesn't mean that you're doing something bad. It doesn't mean that you're doing something wrong. It's just what happens. It's just a part of this process and it's just cognitive dissonance. So every time that you're navigating this guilt or discomfort as you're changing behaviors and changing patterns, just catch those negative beliefs if they pop up and say, this is just my old way of thinking. These are just the beliefs that I keep having because they're what I've had for so long. But what's the new belief? And that's the moment where you have to think a new thought and enforce that new thought to align it with the action that you're taking. And also on the reverse side, if you just had a limiting belief pop up and it triggered an uncomfortable emotion, it made you feel guilty, made you feel shameful, catch that limiting belief in the moment and say, no, this is actually my inner critic and this is actually just an old thought, an old belief. This is not how I want to live my life anymore. This is the new belief. And you say the new belief and then you go and you take action to enforce that new belief. And that's how it starts to get stored in your subconscious. So let me just use a more concrete example. Let's say you believe carbs are like really, really bad, right? And that thought pops up at some point in your day. And you're like, oh my God, I should not be eating this. This is too many carbs. You catch yourself and you say, no, you know what? Carbs are energy. I actually deserve to nourish my body. This is going to make me feel good and energized to go about my day. And all is good. This is how I live my life now. And then you go. And what do? You eat a meal that has carbs and you show to your brain, to your subconscious mind that it's fine for you to eat carbs. It's important for you to eat carbs because it gives you energy and you enforce that belief with action. And that is on fighting cognitive dissonance and helping your subconscious catch up to your new reality. And again, just remember, the subconscious mind is 90% of your brain and the thoughts that you have and everything that's stored in there. So embrace the discomfort. Just because it's hard and it feels weird doesn't mean it's bad. And this is important, important, important stuff. I think this is one of the most important episodes I have ever recorded. And this topic has popped up a lot in my coaching calls. So I've become better at explaining it. So I hope that it's registering in your brain. And if this is all new information to you and you're like, oh my goodness, how did I not know this before? I would encourage you to listen to this episode one more time and take notes. Take notes and get this really solid. Get this really, really solid in your brain. Like really understand this as solidly as you can so that you remember it and so that you're able to implement it. And also, if you are looking for support on your inner growth journey, I do offer one-on-one coaching and I'll have the coaching page information linked in the description of this episode if you want to check that out. But if you're looking for accountability and support from a coach on your journey, I do offer that level of support. So would love to support you if that's what you're looking for. And again, just remember this is important information and this can truly help you so much. So if you've been struggling with guilt and shame, if you've been unsure of why affirmation work isn't working for you, if you have been struggling with just negative self-talk and feeling caught up in negative loops that aren't serving you anymore, I hope this episode is hitting. I hope it's fueling your mindset and leaving you feeling more empowered. And I love you so much. I really hope that this resonated. If it did, please let me know. I mentioned this in last week's episode, but I think there's a new feature on Spotify now where you can comment on episodes. So if you have any thoughts that you want to share, if you have any positive feedback or feedback in general, please leave a comment and I'd be excited to read more about it. And I will see you guys next week with another episode. And until then, remember to water yourself and take care of yourself. And I'll see you guys very soon.
First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, a.k.a. Takis Fuego chicken sandwich, Fuego fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.